This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." This is Sherry, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, let's hear God's message. Please open your King James Bible to the great book of Revelation, chapter 9, where we left off last time. Revelation chapter 9. Now, Jesus in Revelation loves you so much that he is giving you everything he can so that you be not deceived by the soon coming Antichrist. He has already given us seven seals. A seal is a sign. And now he's giving us seven trumps. A trump is an action. A trump accelerates the signs to activity. And he's going to give us seven vials, which actually everything manifests. Keep in mind that seven is the number of Jesus, and six is the number of the devil. Now, last time, Jesus opened for us even the seventh seal. And basically, the seventh seal is opening the door to the seven trumpets. So, see, the seals grow into the trumpets. In other words, this is a sign, and now we have the action. And we learned last time that the first four trumpets, and all of this is a prophecy of these end times, have already sounded. The seals, the trumps, the vials are all signs of the end time. And those signs have been manifest. And now we've already had four trumpets. We studied them last week. And they have been already blown. So now we're going to go to the fifth trumpet. Now this really includes you.
Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded.
Okay. Five. The fifth trumpet is, you need to know this, a time of learning. You remember the last verse, last time, there was an eagle. It really says angel, but in manuscripts it says eagle. Was flying through the air saying, whoa, 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 because of the three trumpets yet to sound, five, six, and seven. So this fifth trumpet is a time of learning because there's a great woe about to come on earth and call himself God. And he's the devil with his Jesus costume on. He's the Antichrist. So this is a time of learning. This is why God has me before you, air, internet, tape, live. This is why. This is the fifth trump. We are in this. But we are getting very close to the end of the fifth trump. Now we're going to learn today and even next time that the fifth trump is about to merge with the sixth trump. The sixth will be when Antichrist comes. It's such so close and it happens so smoothly that only the very elect will be aware of that. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right, so a time of learning. This is to help you learn so you will not be deceived.
And I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth.
All right, now this is an allegory, a metaphor, a figure of speech. Remember Jesus says, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. When Satan does come back as Antichrist, he is coming in the clouds and he's coming to earth and he's going to do signs and lying wonders and bring lightning down. But what this means is, let's say you right there listening to me, you're in heaven and you fall. What is the lowest location to which you can fall? The earth. The earth is the bottom. You're in the highest place in heaven, and you fell to the lowest place. Understand? So Isaiah 14 says that the devil, his name was Lucifer, then morning star. You see it said star? Fake star. He was in the highest place in heaven. I mean, God had promoted him above everybody up there. We were in our spiritual bodies, and God loved him so much. But one day he turned bad and said, I will be God, and brought sin into the equation, deceived one-third of God's children, and one-third sat there, not on a log, the other third fought. So he fell from the highest position in heaven to the very lowest place he could fall. Do you understand? Now, this is the fake star. In Isaiah 14, when it says Lucifer, his name actually means morning star. Now, so this is the fifth trump telling you that this fifth trump, this time of learning, the main subject is that there's a fake star coming to earth calling himself God. You understand? Let's see what he's going to do. Let's see what he's already done.
And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit.
The pit there means an abyss, and bottomless means, like you say, the bottom of the barrel, just like, in other words, you can't get any lower than that. Now, he has a key. There have been entities in this bottomless pit, and there are a few more right now, and some of them have already been loosed, and some are yet to be loosed. Let's find out if he's going to open the abyss again.
Verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as of the smoke of a great furnace.
Smoke, smoke stream, hot air, wind, lies, con jobs. All right. Now, that's been going on for some time. That part of the trumpet sounded, hasn't it? Yes.
And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit.
As we already learned in Revelation, the truth is as black as sackcloth of hair, because the lies have covered the earth and covered over the truth. You can hardly find a place where you can go get book, chapter, verse, and line with a third level teaching and anointing of Holy Spirit. It's almost not there.
Three, and there came out of the smoke locusts.
Okay, there's your answer. Okay, who are the locusts? What does this mean to you? Now, when Jesus gives us a parable, he always speaks in parables. If he tells you about a tree or a plant or an insect, what we do is we go study that tree or plant or insect so we can understand what Jesus meant. So let's study the locust. The study is found in Joel. Every answer is in the Bible. Joel chapter 2, he tells us that there are four stages of the locust. They're called the locust army, the little bug insect. Cankerworm, caterpillar, palmer worm, and the locust. And here's what they do. Each one gets worse and worse. The first is a gnawer, G-N-A-W-E-R. Gnaw away, gnaw away, gnaw away. The second stage is a swarmer. They get together and they swarm. And the third is the devourer. A locust devours everything, strips it clean in its path, and the fourth stage is a consumer. They don't give up until they consume the entire world. So we have an example of the locust. Now, I want to tell you that three of these stages have already happened. That part of the trumpet has sounded. Satan, although he's restrained in heaven by Michael, Revelation 12 is he's going to be kicked out. He has already opened up to the first three stages of the locust. Would you like to hear what they are?
Yeah.
All right. Egypt. Remember Egypt? Okay. A few years ago, here came these swarmers and ousted Mubarak of Egypt. And in his stead was set up the Muslim Brotherhood, Islam. That is not Christian. Then we have Syria. All of you have seen that over and over and over. The terrorists went into there. We have Ferguson here in the United States of America. The third stage of the locust army is ISIS. If you notice how ISIS spells its name, is, I-S-I-S. That's the devil copying God, because God's name is I am that I am. That should give you a clue right there. So ISIS is the third stage, and they're devouring everything in their path. Do you understand? They're devouring. They're crucifying children. They're drowning people in cages and burning them on fire. And they want to come and gain the whole world. But now we've got the fourth stage of the locust army, and that's what we're waiting on. That will be just as the fifth trump merges into the sixth trump. Revelation 12 is going to explain it. That Michael is going to kick the devil, who is the dragon, out of heaven. And the devil is coming in clouds. Yes, he's coming as God. He always wanted to be God. And he's bringing an army with him, the fallen angels. Who in the world are they? Genesis chapter 6. And the sons of God went into the daughters of the man Adam. Sons of God in the Hebrew, Nephilim, fallen angels. From the first earth age deception by Satan, God said, I will send everyone one time through his mother's womb into the second earth age to choose Jesus or the devil. The elect was sent out to be light. But these fallen angels did not wait their turn to be born of women. They saw the women. There had never been a woman before, and Satan sent them. And they, the lust of their father, do. See, Satan was the luster. You know about the garden, don't you? And so they came in without being born of women and married the beautiful daughters of Eth Adam, Genesis 6, and produced the hybrid, the giants. So there they are. Now, Peter tells us, and Jude, that these fallen angels, like Satan, have been sentenced. They cannot repent. Like Satan, he's been sentenced to perish from within, Ezekiel 28. These two, right now they are in a holding place. Peter tells us, if you know the Greek, Tartius, but they're coming back for one more play pretty. They are coming back with him. I want to tell you about this fallen angels. That's the next stage. We've got the first three stages. Now, some of you might be asking, well, when he opened the bottomless pit, were some of those fallen angels, were they in the swarming in Egypt and the swarming in Syria and the swarming in Isis? Absolutely. Many, many times, good angels appear to us. I've had many experiences where I was in great distress. There was no one to help, and a young man would just appear and go boom and fix everything and disappear. So, of course, they're there. But these have not been here yet. They're going to be loose. Now, 2 Corinthians 11, Paul says, Satan comes back transformed as an angel of light. Transformed in the Greek means disguised. Did you hear that? Who is the light of the world? Jesus. Satan comes back disguised as the light. Okay, I told you Satan's the Antichrist. And it says, no great wonder that his ministers would come back as ministers of righteousness. When they come back with Satan, because the whole world will go after the body of Christ, because you do not know every word of God, we offer it. And they are going to be ministers in what is called the Christian pulpit, but they will be preaching the gospel of Satan. And they are lookers. That is why Paul said, women, have your head covered. It does not mean wear a hat. It does not mean hair. It means have the mind of Christ, because they can con the socks off of a snake. And they will flatter you. They are very great flatterers there. And so there they are, great swelling words. Does everybody understand? Okay, now you know. So we got one more stage to go, and I can tell you from the Bible, it could happen most any minute. I'm not so sure a few of them aren't here.
On the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power.
All right, Jesus is teaching this to John to teach to us. So let's study the scorpion to understand. A scorpion has no stomach, excuse me, but he has these little pinchers on his mouth. And he sees his little victim, maybe that little roach there, and he grabs the victim and he pinches it. And the scorpion has a tail with a stinger in it, and he takes his tail and puts it into the skin of the victim. The scorpion regurgitates his own digestive juices over the victim, inhales it, and draws the victim to the scorpion, and the victim becomes the scorpion's stomach. Why is that? Because the victim of the scorpion is paralyzed with fear. His backbone turns to mush. He loses his courage. Now, jump ahead a little bit. When the two witnesses, they're coming up in Revelation pretty soon, are killed by the Antichrist, and the whole world and half the body of Christ rejoice because they don't realize that they're messengers of God. Most people don't recognize the messenger. On the third and a half day, they are going to arise. The whole world will see them. They will lie in Jerusalem. And when they begin to arise from the dead, Revelation will tell us that a paralyzing fear, the Greek word, I mean, it's just you're paralyzed with fear, will come over all the world. So here we have it. Scorpion, they'll put the fear of God in you.
For, and it was commanded unto them that they should not hurt the grass.
Now there's your proof that it's not a locust, because what does locust eat? Grass. Okay. I mean, if they were going to have to eat, they would eat the grass and they would hurt it. So can't do that.
Neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men who have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
God calls you a tree of righteousness. Green means you've got the sap of the word of God, the seal of God, the truth. You have the mark of God in your forehead, not the mark of the beast. You're not deceived right now. And so they already have their instructions. What does it mean, touch? It means they can't touch the elect because we have the seal of God, the truth of God. We know the chronological order of events. I'm going to tell you something. If you ever really get the truth of the mystery of God, you can hear it all day long on radio and television everywhere you go. It won't even touch you. I mean, do you know what your name is? If your name is Billy and somebody calls you Tommy, you know that's not right. It's just you know the truth, and the truth sets you free from the lies there. I love the way Jesus teaches here. If you notice when Jesus was teaching, he would teach in parables, and then he would explain the parable. And he says, okay, just so you'll know I'm not talking about grass and green and trees, he used the word man. Did you see that? Any man or woman who has the mark of God in their forehead you cannot touch. God is so good. This is Revelation 9, verse 4. The same thing is mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. Make a note by there, Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. It's speaking of the same thing. God says, go into the midst of the city. He means Jerusalem, because when Satan comes, Satan is going to land himself in Jerusalem, calling himself God, standing where he ought not. So God says, go in the midst of the city and slay the elder men, slay the maidens, slay the children, but come not near any man or woman who has the mark of God in their forehead. And he says, begin with the ancients, begin with the church. Judgment begins with the church. See, there's the mark of God, and that's true. Seventh seal, seventh trump, seventh vial. There's the mark of the beast, sixth seal, sixth trump, sixth vial. Many Christians right now are already wearing the mark of the beast. It's not a tattoo. It's not a computer chip. It's deception in your mind. But if you have the truth, you cannot touch us with a lie, is what he means. Hallelujah.
5, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months.
Did you hear that? The time of these angels coming with Satan, calling himself God, the time is 5 months. Now just put that on the shelf. When it says kill and torment, here's the torment. The Christian church that will be deceived, half of it will be. They're going to turn us into Satan, and they think they're doing a favor because they'll think he's Jesus. And Jesus says in Mark 13, he said, they will deliver you up to councils and synagogues, and you shall be beaten for my name's sake. It means browbeaten. They're going to try to convince us and convert us that this is Jesus. The torment, actually, to me, even now, is to see brothers and sisters in the Christian church that really do love Jesus, but not enough to take out the time to study every word of God. And they're going to worship the devil, and they've been to church all their life. That's torment.
And that torment was the torment of a scorpion.
Okay, put the fear. Now, when you see these in their power, they are charismatic, they are lookers, they are con artists. He's even going to describe them a little bit.
When he striketh a man, 6, and in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, but death shall flee from them.
Now, just as I told you that the fifth trumpet is coming to the end, and it's about to merge with the sixth trumpet where the Antichrist comes, this fifth verse merges with the sixth verse. Now, only God could do that. God didn't even put the verses and chapters in, but I'm sure he had something to do with it. What John is doing here, he's seeing a prophecy. This speaker has those gifts. When you see a prophecy, you see the whole picture. And sometimes you see over here, he has already seen that the fallen angels are coming with Satan. He has seen that 5-month period, and he has seen the seventh trump Jesus sound, and he has seen those Christians that love Jesus and realize they've been had, and they've married the wrong bridegroom and committed fornication with the devil, and he sees them cry for the rocks and mountains to fall on us. No greater pain than to have loved Jesus all your life, and all the while it was a love letter. And when the student's ready, God will put a teacher before you.
7, and the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared unto battle.
Okay, they are an army. Horses means power. Now, they are coming in the sky, Revelation 12, the one-third there. They're called the stars, children of God, my angels is what it means, with Satan. And they're coming like an army. Now, you want to understand that the other three stages of the locust army, all of these swarmers all over the place, ISIS, plus the children of the devil, the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, the descendants of Cain being the child of the devil, these four hidden dynasty Kenites who have destroyed America, economic, political, education, and religion, they're all going to join with this locust army and be in their father's camp. And they will call their father God, but we know that he's the devil. But they have great power. It's an army. Now, see the devil copying Jesus? Because when Jesus comes, Jesus is coming with a great army. Jesus is getting an army right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody we know, maybe my mom and dad, maybe yours.
And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like unto gold.
Well, a king wears a crown. All right, later on in Revelation, we'll find that the devil has kings right here on earth who are his children. I could tell you one that you'd fall off your seat to know, because some of you voted for him. Okay, so as Jesus says, we have kings and priests. We're made kings and priests unto Jesus. Old imitator, the devil, has got his kings. And so these angels, these lookers majestic, they are kings. But their father is King Devil.
And the faces were as the faces of men.
Why do they have the face of a man? Because in the manuscripts, an angel is a man. Every time I've been out on my bicycle in great distress and about to die, and I've had many experiences there, along would come a young man and just wave his hand and fix my bicycle and disappear. An angel is a young man, yet they have substance. Many times in the Bible, an angel would appear and they would think it was a person. So an angel is a man. Remember Jesus says we are as the angels in heaven? Okay? They are young men. And they're gorgeous.
Eight, and they had hair as the hair of women.
Oh, they're so sweet. They're just so sweet and kind. They're going to make you feel so good about yourself that you're going to not be alert to realize what they are doing to you. They will con you and flatter you, and women, you lonely women in the Christian church, they are going to just woo you and want to take you to dinner, and they're going to rip your teeth. Splattering. You know, one of Satan's methods of operation is flattery. Now, we're supposed to praise and encourage each other. I always try to find something good in people. But flattery, when you're trying to con somebody, that's what they are. They are fantastic at it.
And their teeth were as the teeth of lions.
The teeth of a lion. A lion takes his prey and rips him to pieces. Kind of like Planned Parenthood. They go into the baby's face and slice the baby's face. And they extract the brain so they can sell it for dollars. And if they sell enough of the baby's brains, they can buy themselves a Lamborghini. I mean, you think the locust army's not into that? The Kenites into that? That's what they'll do. What does it mean about these fallen angels in the Christian church? It means they'll rip the word out of you if you're not rooted and grounded. Amen. If that word is shallow in you, he'll rip it right up there.
Nine, and they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron.
Now they're also priests, because a priest wears a breastplate. Remember chapter 4 and remember in Exodus? Well, I'm a priest. Some of you are priests. I don't have an iron breast. I am so soft. If you are hurting, I will cry for you. People come up to my bench and they don't even know I know, but all of a sudden I'll start crying for them. I feel literally the pain. We're so soft, we just weep with those who weep. But these priests, see, Satan's calling them priests too. That's iron. That's hard. How about a breastplate strapped around you with bombs in it? Suicide bombers that blow up themselves and everybody in their path. There you go. That's a part of them.
And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle.
Okay, to battle. The prophet Elijah did not have to die. God took him up in a chariot of fire. When you read the word whirlwind there in the Hebrew, chariot of fire. So when it says wings here, you know how if somebody's got a nice car and you say, great wheels you got, great wheels there, like you're out of there, great wheels, okay? And so in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel had never seen a flying machine. There was no such thing as an airplane. All he knew was an ox cart and wheel. And God brought his throne down on a highly polished bronze circular vehicle. That amber means that. And I mean, there was this flying machine. And so Ezekiel said, and the wings were like great noise, meaning the sound of this plane, you know, whatever it was there, the spaceship. And so that's what it means. You say, are they coming with those machines, those flying machines? Of course, the devil's a copycat. Satan is coming with his army, and God just has this law between heaven and gravity and all of that. And besides, he comes in great style, chariots of fire. They, of course, also are coming. See why, if you don't have a backbone and a spine and rooted and grounded in the Word, you will fold in 1 second flat. We're going to find out who is the wheat and who is the chaff.
Ten, and they had tails like unto scorpions.
Now, you want to understand that the serpent is the devil. They're in the garden. That was an analogy. And we're going to find in Revelation, that's one of his play actor names, dragon, serpent, devil, antichrist, so forth. But a scorpion, you could say, are the children of the devil. See, the Kenites, in the human form, are the literal children, but so are these fallen angels, because they followed him then. Understand?
And there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months.
There's the five again. My goodness. You know, the tribulation of Antichrist, remember, it's about to tell us that their king is with them. And it was 7 years. Daniel reduced it to times and half time, 3.5 years. Mark 13, Jesus says, I'm shortening for the elect's sake. Now, these angels, this last stage of the locust army, are coming exactly with Satan. And we've already said their time is 5 months. It's said it twice in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the matter's established. But let's find out if that really is the devil, the Antichrist, with them.
11, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit.
Now, this is the devil, but Jesus is going to prove it. He knew that the preachers in the pulpit would be saying, it says in the Hebrew, it says in the Greek. So Jesus is going to tell us who this is in Hebrew, and Jesus is going to tell us who this is in Greek. And if you don't get it now, I give up on you.
Whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon.
Abaddon. I like to say Abaddon. Abaddon in the Hebrew means destroyer. Daniel says, the abomination of desolator, the destroyer, will come in on wings of song. Your adversary, the devil, roams around like a lion seeking to devour you, seeing whom he may destroy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, everybody understand that Abaddon is the devil? Let's see what it says in Greek.
But in the Greek tongue, hath his name Apollyon.
Apollyon in the Greek means perdition. Now, there is only one entity that has already been sentenced to perdition. Perdition means to turn to ashes from within, to perish. In Ezekiel chapter 28, roundabout from verses 18, 20, 21, God sentenced King Tyrus, who is the devil, who is Lucifer, who is the serpent, who is the dragon, play actor names. He sentenced him to perdition. That's what it says in the manuscript, to turn to ashes from within. All right, we have two witnesses. The destroyer and the son of perdition is the king of the bottomless pit. The devil is the king of the bottomless pit. He is with these fallen angels. How much time does he have?
5 months.
Okay.
12, one woe is past, and behold, there cometh 2 woes more.
Now, the fifth trumpet is a woe in essence. Woe to anyone who's deceived. See, the lie proverb that's going on right now is going to cause everyone to think that this is Jesus and this would be his great army. And if you don't know the word, you would be. This is going to be supernatural. I don't think people are too prepared for that. But we're going to hear the next 2 woes. We will get into the sixth trumpet and then the seventh trumpet next time. God bless all of you. Now, what I want all of you to do is to be saved. If your sins are not forgiven, please pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of my sins.
I
believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe God raised Jesus from the dead.
Forgive my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Have mercy on my soul.
Have mercy on my soul.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Use me.
Use me.
To enlarge your territory.
To
Thank you. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, my announcer's about to give you my telephone number. Feel free to call and tell me. I want to pray for those of you who are sick. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask the Son of Righteousness to arise with healing in your wings. I ask you to touch wherever there is pain. Let the pain stop in the name of Jesus. I ask you to heal sicknesses and diseases, parts of body that are not working. Cause them to work. Something missing, make a new one. With Jesus' stripes, we are healed. With Jesus' stripes, you there, you are healed. God bless each one of you. I love you. You want to stay in God's Word. Win souls to Jesus. Tell people of Trumpet of Truth. Bring them into the truth that they be not deceived. Witness and get the Word of God out in every way that you possibly can. Come and join me and help me. We're the end time harvest here. Now remember this about Yeshua Jesus. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, Thy Word is truth. I love you. God bless and keep you. And God willing, I'll see you next time. Love you.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
Thank you. like a beggar's plea. Held out hopelessly, like shadows fade as light falls away. I was going down when you grabbed my hand, when you took the stand.
Listening to WMIE, Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
Written on your face, bearing me. Yeah. the song in your heart and the promise of grace. Go in peace and in truth and let love lead your way. Go with God. Go with God. Go with
transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
We are healed by your sacrifice. Let the life that you gave. We are healed. By your grace we are saved, we are saved.
He was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
And by his wounds we are healed. And the life that you gave, we are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we are saved, we are saved.
He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
And by his wounds can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
This world just keeps on getting crazier and crazier every day. But you're so afraid. it feels like it's changed.